Welcome back, everybody, to another X1 Bros Positive Gaming and Xbox Community Podcast. Welcome! Last 2 weeks, we've been alone.
Well,
without Jordan the Man.
We haven't had Jordan, our anchor, the yes. Anchor of our lives, of our hearts.
Yes, I'm hearing us somewhere.
Oh, you are? Okay, I'll fix it.
I think it's coming from over there.
It's over yonder. We're hearing feedback. Anyways, welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us live. Very excited to have Jordan the Man back in the house. I do want to shout out everybody who's live chat, youtube.com/X1Bros. Every time we go live, you can join us live. Landrake said he's been listening for 5 years. And this is the first time he's tuning in live. Welcome, Landrake. Thank you for being here. And everybody else in chat, welcome. Thank you for being here as well. We do have a Tier 2 Arbiter anniversary. Dominic DiBiaso. I can never... Dominic. Double D. I can never pronounce your last name. I apologize.
D squared.
But if that's you as your avatar, that beard is lit. He says, welcome back. Member for 8 months. Thank
is
you.
The,
thank
is you, the sound fixed, by the way?
Yeah. Okay. It's fixed now. And Super Shocker, huge shout out. He just gifted five all X1 right. Bros memberships. Memberships, everybody, is how you support the show. Just come over to YouTube, hit that join button. Minecraft dropped this week. I was very excited Minecraft Legends, that's right. I was very excited for it. I was interested in it. It's different. And I thought, let's do this. And I'm the only one that's jumped in. You son of a bitch.
Well, is. Yeah. Every time I go.
I invited them.
Wait, you invited me?
In the group chat, you guys were like, let's play Dead Island 2. And I was like, Minecraft Legends, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. We didn't end up playing that either because it took forever to install.
Dead Island 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Minecraft Legends did drop this week. And I have to say, I am in the campaign. So I'm playing the campaign. I've yet to play PvP on this, and I think I need to more fully understand it. The campaign is pretty good, actually. You go through basically a tutorial system, and then the world opens up, and you've got to take over all these different bases. And from the pigs, that's not what they're called, piglins.
The piglins?
The piglins.
Are they called piglins?
It's Jordan described it because Jordan was watching me play it, and he was like, "It's kind of like MOBA RTS." Well, yeah,
that's the vibe I got watching. It's kind of like a MOBA RTS style. Like it seems like it's a twist on the MOBA genre.
Yeah, it's not. It's not really. I thought that as well when. Because Jordan was watching when we first fired it up. Because you have minions, you have 20 minions that you're limited to, and you can craft them any way you like. Whereas you can have support minions, you can have attack minions, you can have minions that are built to take down structures, range minions.
Yeah.
And so you can combine that 20 any way that you like. Then you can base build. And then you've got to attack bases, and people are trying to attack your base, et cetera, et cetera. I really like it. The control, it's unique. It's a unique RTS in that because you have this 20 minions, was it Warcraft 3 we were talking about last week, Spicy, where you're the hero, essentially.
Well, that's the first RTS that I guess was mainstream that I remember that had heroes in it. I believe you had multiple heroes too, but you would play them and they would level up. And if they died, they went back down to zero. But that's kind of what inspired all the actual MOBAs was Warcraft 3 because of the hero, mechanic.
Yeah, and so you can see this is his mob that's with him. Now, you can direct your mob. You don't have to be with them, so you can hit the right trigger, and you can say, everybody go attack this building, or one of you go attack this building, or one of you go do this. And then you can go off and fight on your own, and you're just super powerful. So...
It's like Dynasty Warriors where wherever you are on the battlefield, everything
Yeah, like look changes. At the like look at the like he's just crushing it in there. But see, then his minions are in there fighting. And it's all about defeating your opponent's structures, defeating their base. The resource collection is really interesting. So you can see on the left hand side of the screen, for those of you that are watching, there is two, I forget the name of what they call them. It's basically your workers. So you've got a builder, you've got five builders, you've got five gatherers, essentially. And you go, as you're traveling, you can just click while you're around some trees and you say harvest wood. And one of your workers will work to harvest all the wood in the AOE, in the area.
The vicinity?
In the vicinity in which you designate them. In fact, earlier in this video, you saw him do that. And then same with stone, same with redstone, gold, diamonds, and each of those each of those resources are used in different buildings, and that's how you level up your bases. So your economy is resource gathering. In fact, so see, there he is, a new kind of golem with that. That's his gold resources that he's using. So he's spawning them right now. You can see in the bottom right-hand corner, he's 18 now, 20, 19 now, 20, 28 now, 20.
Okay.
And now, and these golems have a different effect than the other golems there, and you go in and attack and do battle that way. It's really fun. Where this game would shine is with four play, with all of us.
Like four on four type thing?
Dude, yeah. Because it would... Now, granted, I've not yet played Versus because I'm going through the campaign just learning the tutorial. But I would really like to try because it's a different type of RTS. It's resource gathering, base building, destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's how your minions... So, like, I was... For instance, I was taking over this base, and I was getting crushed because they had these awesome catapults, basically, that they're throwing at me. So I went back, and I got some healers. And then I went in, and I threw all my healers
on yourself?
No. So, like, there are other mobs there that can randomly be there and then come with you. So you're not just limited to 20 total. So, for instance, like, he has skeleton, arrow skeleton. See? And he's gathering them. Like, they're on the battlefield. And he can pick them up and take them with him. So
okay.
it's just cool. It's quick thinking. Like how do I come in? Okay, let me take down this section of the structure. So that thing in the middle. Once you take that down, he'll have defeated the space.
Here I'm gonna pause it. Oh, yeah. I can't pause it. I wanted to see that overall map. That was really interesting. There we go. I'm gonna pause that.
Yeah. So this is once the tutorial is over. So in the tutorial, you're in this whole map. Okay. But once it's over, the map just sits there, and now you decide where you want to go and attack and build up. Uh-huh. That place in the middle, see that giant structure in the middle? That's your main structure, your hub, essentially, and that's where you build up. For instance, you have to have a building to gather gold. So you have to unlock that building at that main structure, build it up, then you can gather gold, and then gold unlocks new structures and new minions.
Yeah.
Okay.
For you. And same with, you know, redstone and so on and so forth. So so each of those zones is like a different level. And don't go to a level that you're not supposed to because you get crushed.
Gotcha.
But super, it's unique. It's unique.
Yeah.
That's what's so interesting about it.
And it's on Game Pass.
But it's a lot of fun. If you're a real-time strategy player... I will say, I'd say, like, for the first hour, it was a little underwhelming, and then when it opened up and you started doing big battles, because at first, the start, you're having, like, one-on-one battles, but not against structures yet, and it was kind of boring, and then once you go, like, against a full base, it's like, whoa, this is awesome.
I don't think you like tutorials in general.
No, I don't like the tutorials, yeah. So, in fact, someone in chat, Nefarious Noob, says, heard the tutorial is badass. Yeah, Lion Drake in chat says... I'm liking it so far. It becomes an awesome sandbox strategy game. It's pretty awesome. Soulfinder says, yeah, that's exactly it. It opens up into the sandbox Total War-esque, but all in real-time mode. By the way, those characters, those are like your overlords. One of them with the four eyes is Foresight.
Oh.
That's her name. So you can see, if you go back to where that book. So that's your journal. Your journal is where you unlock everything. And you right click to open up your journal. There's Foresight.
Okay.
And he's about to open up his journal. So those are the structures. Those are these upgrade structures. So there you go. So that's his journal. And each tab, see at the top, all the way to the right is your improvement. So you can see he's unlocked all those resource structures and he's got a bunch left to get. If he was to tab over, he then has buildings, he has minions with his sword, and then resource collecting all the way over to the left. And you handle everything right here inside of your journal. It's very well... The controls are very good. Very seamless, too, for... I'm sure you get an advantage with mouse and keyboard because it's easier to control, but I don't think there's any disadvantage by a control. Like, it feels built for the controller, not for the PC. Not for a mouse and keyboard, rather.
That's surprising to me too, because RTSs are generally better with a mouse and keyboard. And you're saying it is better, but
I'm sure it's better from like you can just point with a mouse quicker. But yeah. it I don't think there's a distinct advantage, or would be because it's just so fluid. Like it's definitely built for the controller.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm looking at him go, hey, here's a question. So this is obviously a single player game that we're watching, and you've only played single player. You haven't played any
PvP. I've not yet played PvP, no.
I'm curious on if this single player, I just want to know how long are matches? Like how, if I were to go into a match.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because this seems like the campaign is all one map.
Yeah, this campaign, like Soulfinder says, is one giant sandbox. Mm.
Interesting.
I really like the art style, too. I like the, it's Minecraft, but it's not Minecraft, you know? It's Minecraft Lite, I think, in its art style. It's Minecraft cool.
I mean, it looks exactly like Minecraft, just at like a Diablo Minecraft.
Feel like it looks like a what's the game? What's the board game where you a Warhammer? I feel like it looks like a Warhammer board.
Oh, the map.
Yeah.
This is actually a tabletop game. Hey, you remember when the Minecraft they were all like using it to showcase AR?
Yeah,
and that never happened, right?
Here it is. This is according to N4G.com. On average, most Minecraft Legends PvP games tend to last between 10 and 20 minutes. One of the main factors that impact the length of a Minecraft Legends PvP game is the skill of the players involved. Obviously, the game may take longer if the players are relatively evenly matched in terms of skill. So 10 to 20 minutes, it looks like they're saying is
okay, well, the last two sentences were like...
Yeah, like
okay. Duh. Is he trying to hit 300 words in this report? Like, I don't understand why he had to add those in. I guess that. So 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, to 10. I would probably say 20 minute. Count on 20 minute matches then at least.
And yeah, it's basically just take out the buildings like a MOBA.
Yeah.
They're essentially your towers.
Yeah, but you can build and rebuild. You can build defenses.
You can rebuild the towers that they take?
No. But like not your main tower, but you can rebuild.
Put more walls and stuff up.
You have walls or arrow towers or catapults, whatever you have.
Gotcha. And there's no like in other RTSs, there's races. There's, you know, Zerg, there's Protoss. Or in like Total War, there's
no. Yeah, everybody has access to the same.
So it's same all players. The same. There's no,
which makes it nice for balancing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's inherently balanced.
That's true.
See right there. That's how you crafted. Did you see how he crafted there?
Right
there. So everything in there, that stone will eventually come down. You can see now. You can see on his resource in the bottom left over stone. It says +2,000. So it's gonna slowly.
I see.
And 2,000, and he's using 3 workers. He's got 2 left.
Is he? Oh, so are the workers part of the mobs that follow him around?
No, it's completely separate. And I forget the name. Someone in chat remind me the name of the workers. It's a distinct name that they call them. No. It's called like the variants or something
weird.
Yeah, but so you can see now he's adding on like upgrading his structure here. Well,
so that'd be super cool. So if we were playing like a 4v4 match, we could have one person like strictly on resource collecting.
Yeah, exactly.
One person.
It would be teamwork. And to see how teams do it would be interesting. So you can see he's got the skeleton mob with him. These are just mobs from out in the world. So your traditional enemies like creepers, skeleton, they're all your friends in this because we're all uniting to fight the piglins. And you can see because he has those mobs, it's not part of his minions. So minions would be an addition to this. So that's so you could go around as a team and one guy just collect all mobs.
Well, I wonder if multiplayer is a little bit different to keep things balanced. Like you're limited on that, maybe. Or something.
I'm sure there's limited in the world.
Yeah.
And then that's part of your resource gathering maybe or something.
No, this looks like a different take and it might be fun.
It is. At least the campaign is really fun. What I really want to try is that PvP, and I think trying it with you guys would be playing together would be
that would be a ton of fun.
Yeah, I'd win.
I'm just kidding. Well, I wonder, do you know what kind of is it? I assume it's just like team deathmatch type
PvP. I don't know. Right? I've not jumped in. One of the things is it looks pretty fleshed out and pretty well planned out in the respect that every month on your main dashboard when you first log in, there are 4 categories. There's campaign, there's PvP, it's either weekly or monthly bosses.
Oh, like, really?
Or battles to do.
Yeah.
And then there's the marketplace. So
the weekly and monthly bosses, are those free for the time being?
I believe so. I've not jumped into that, but I didn't get the impression that it was not free.
Yeah. And then the marketplace, from when I was watching you play, it seemed like the marketplace is going to have all your characters.
I would be willing to bet. It feels like it's built to have some sort of ranking score or total score, and they'll have seasons, and part of increasing that score will be playing these bosses or something, and those bosses could be how they introduce new mechanics in the future.
Well, I wonder if the multiplayer has a ranking system, like a casual and then a ranked play mode.
Oh, it better. What's the... Okay. I get that some people enjoy not playing like a ranked, but I don't see the appeal. I want a number next to my avatar saying whether I suck or whether I don't.
Yeah.
You know?
So if you're vaguely interested in RTSs, I would definitely recommend this. If you think you're not interested, if you don't like traditional RTSs, I would still give this a shot too, because it's not a... It's like this hybrid... RTS. How would you guys describe what you're seeing? It's like a MOBA, but it's not.
But you say a MOBA is a disservice. I feel like it's Battle Royale is a different take on a first person shooter. I feel like this is a different take on a MOBA.
So what he did there is pretty smart. See what he did? He took all of his skeletons up to take out the building, and now what he's building, these are his spawn points. He's coming back out, so his guys are over there fighting.
And when they get killed, he's going to just respawn them right here.
Well, no. So he has those, since those weren't his minions, he's going to instantly see now he's spawning his goblins. Oh. So he can go, and he's going to go reinforce those guys now.
Gotcha.
Interesting.
Yeah, very smart. And you can see that's the health of that center building.
Is it pretty, you said the controls are really good. Is it pretty easy to like tell your minions, attack this, attack that, come back to me?
So you hit,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you hit right trigger and you can do anything you want. You can send one guy. So I think he's struggling with the controls there. There you go. So now everybody's attacking to release the peasants. And they were actually arrow guys. So now he's sending everybody. See, he just did with the right that flag. He just told them, go to that point. And now he took them back and said, come with me, and he's going to unlock. These guys are very smart. These guys will help him in the battle.
And it looks like your minions kind of auto-attack and stuff when you're close.
Exactly, exactly, depending on their... So the ones squirting water are his supports.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, you know, water support. There you go. So he has them on. See,
hey,
you got to
stay hydrated,
man. Yeah.
Yeah, so see, arrows are shooting, auto-attacking. See, his arrow dudes, and... Yeah, he's doing pretty good. Wow, this guy's pretty good.
For a person that sucks on his controls, he's strategy-wise, he's pretty legit.
Yeah.
No, it looks really... Looks
no, it does look interesting. If I could connect to the game, I'd love to play it.
Yeah, you were having connection.
Yeah, every time I tried to play it, I would get up to the screen, it would say, connecting to your account, and it would just stay there forever until my controller turned off, and then I'd do it again. It was... So I don't know if they're having issues.
Yeah. I will say, so someone in chat, Donald J. Trump is here. In chat, he says, I tried it. I couldn't get into it. I will say...
It's an acquired taste.
No, the first probably 15 minutes is very introductory. And once I got past that, that's when I really, really started to enjoy the game.
Mm.
Especially if you've already played RTS.
I think it's really just tutorials.
It's really just learning the controls.
If you could have gotten past other tutorials,
Have a story around it, and the story... Yeah, I don't care about, like, it's not like Minecraft is this, it's not like Minecraft is StarCraft with this in-depth.
There's
crazy,
no Jim Raynor.
Yeah. Like, there's not these amazing cutscenes. So, anyways, there you go. I recommend everyone give it a shot, because I think long-term this game is going to be, I think it's got staying power. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's got staying power. Do you think there's going to be like a competitive scene on here, or is it?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to wait and see on the numbers, but it is fun. I think we could probably say that after our next podcast, if we've had a chance to play PvP.
Yeah. I'd like
it'll
to
depend on that
PvP. Yeah.
Could you imagine like announcers and this being aired on ESPN. And there's like a $25 million purse to the winner.
He's got the gold goblins. He's going down. It looks like he's
and then have like
it to the nether portal here.
And have some like, a lot of people going, what in the hell's on TV right now? You know, what? I changed the channel. I want my football.
Yeah. Now, you guys played Dead Island 2. You had a chance to jump into Dead Island 2.
Yeah. That came out today, actually.
Yeah,
last night.
Do you know what's interesting? So I downloaded this. I know, Jordan, you were having struggles downloading it.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered this yesterday. And do pre-orders not automatically download?
No, I had to go in and manually tell mine to download.
Yeah, that's dumb.
It was weird. Some do and some don't.
But I wonder if there's a setting. Before. Is there a setting? Download all my pre.
Well, I don't know. Because the internet was working fine because I tested it. But for some reason, the download was going way slow. So I don't know if it was something on Microsoft side or whatever. But,
well, yeah. I was super annoyed because I purchased it and wanted it. It downloaded it. And at come 10 p.m. when it releases here, I couldn't play it because I had to download it because apparently.
She had to download it again because it didn't download the first time.
But that doesn't, you know, I'm not going to be like others that give that a 1-star to the game because the download didn't work. Oh, that seems like some sort of
download
trend.
Took too long. 1-star.
I love the game.
The mechanics are great. It's super smooth, but it took forever to download.
That's like go to Amazon and look at every 1-star review.
The packaging was a mess. I love this product, but the packaging was a mess.
1-star.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's a different review for that. If you have packaging problems, there's a different place to put that.
Yeah, it's always funny. Great product, but came with a broken box.
Yeah, so Jordan, let's start with you. First impressions, Dead Island 2.
No, I really like it. I think it's a lot of fun. I think this is one of those things, if you liked the first one, you'll like the second one. Mm. It is different from Dying Light, though. So Dying Light is like parkour zombie craziness. I don't want to say that this is slower, but it's definitely not the movement.
You were used to the fluidness and speed.
Well, no. I mean, it's different, but it's different in a way that makes it its own.
Well, I have to say, watching this intercom play is fantastic.
Yeah, for those listening,
oh my goodness, this is gruesome.
No, this is very gory. Their flesh system.
Just wait.
Yeah, their flesh system actually legitimately works pretty well from where I'm at. I mean, I'm a few hours in.
So, but. When I like critical sneak attack somebody, I like smash their head in and grab their eyeballs and brains out of their face. Yeah. It's pretty good.
They showed off in their gameplay trailer a few weeks ago. They call it the flesh system, and it really does work well. You know, it's pretty intense.
Wait, what is the flesh system? The chopping off an arm?
Yeah, or like
it's the dice system for bodies.
Yeah, if you slash
I see.
You know, because they're zombies, so I don't really feel that bad. Ooh, so man. While they were already dead, I slashed their bodies more just to see how it would work.
Yeah.
And, like, if you slash, like, their arm, a big gash appears in their arm, like a slice. You know, it is pretty disgusting. But, you know, they're zombies, so it's not like you feel bad. You know, they need to die anyway.
Yeah.
I'm gonna Defenestrator in chat asks, is it worth the full price? That is an interesting question. Because this is, I think, my first game I've purchased that was a $70 price tag.
Come with those two things, you know?
Oh,
you had, like, the three pre-order editions, but you get, like, two things if you pre-order, and that's $10 or whatever.
Here's the deal. One of the things you get for pre-ordering, it was a perk. And I don't know how I feel about that in the game. The perk probably sucks.
Yeah.
But I don't
God
know.
God mode. Yeah, mode perk.
I don't know how I don't think I
well,
like.
Well, I wonder.
That pre-orders, pre-orders up to this point have generally been aesthetics.
Yeah, cosmetics. You get a cool whatever bandana.
But to have a perk unlocked that is only available to pre-orders, I don't know if I.
So
I
there's,
don't, I,
there's
I don't agree
no
with
other
that.
Like you can't.
Well, I
you don't
I,
get it unlocked early, for instance.
Well, I wonder if it just gives you one of the hidden perks in the world or something like that. You don't have to look for it or unlock it. You just get. But I have no idea. It may just be a specific pre-order perk, and it may or may not suck.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be hilarious if it's the worst perk in the game.
Well, I would be okay with that, but I'm not okay with abilities and things affecting power level in the game that is available for pre-orders or packs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like even if it is a single player game, there's a window for pre-order, and let's say I just heard about this. I'm busy. I work. I have a family. I hear about this game from a friend. I want to go buy it, and now that perk is never available to me.
Yeah,
no, ever.
Yeah, I get you.
I disagree with that. Even though I have the perk now, I'm thinking other games. Because there's a lot of games that I just can't get to because of, you know, life or whatever, and if that's going to be a trend going forward, I don't like that.
A lot of games give you, like, bonuses for...
But those have generally been like, get a sword in Destiny.
Or well, the like, sword's like days early, you know, stuff like that, right?
The sword is, it's an aesthetic. It's basically a skin. It's an outfit. That, sure. That so, shows that you support.
So you the get developer. The balanced weapon perk.
That's it. So I don't know what that is, but I saw that and I was like, you know,
yeah.
That's what I said to my TV, just like that.
When you have no choice, because like it's all that. Yeah. So anyway, but
This once again, I'm not giving it a 1-star review because of some executive decision to do that. I've just dipped my toes into this game. I'm liking it so far. Like Jordan says, it's not like
Dying Light. Like yeah. The movement is not like, so don't go in expecting Dying Light. It's. If you play Dead Island 1, it's like that. I mean, obviously, slower,
and the animation stuff are more fleshed out, but it's not like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like an engine improvement where it feels better and heavier hits and stuff like... You don't just feel like some, like... It's hard to explain.
I will admit, their flesh system is... Which is like the zombies falling apart.
Yeah.
And like as you hit them with certain weapons and like if you hit their knees, they drop down and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It is really good. Like when we were watching the trailer a few weeks ago, we kind of like, they kind of did the same animation over and over again. It looks like it gets repetitive. You would think that, but it's actually very satisfying to, you know, we'll see, you know, 10, 15, 20 hours in, but killing zombies.
It's quite therapeutic.
Yeah, it feels good, you know?
Well, it was super interesting. Like, you can even, like, look at it. See David, do you see all his ribs flying off and everything?
That's crazy.
You can see that
The design of the levels here feel, like, this feels good.
So
it feels nicely
scaled.
What
was funny is it's Dead Island, and you're actually not on an island.
Yeah, you're in Long Beach, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're in Los Angeles. You start out in Beverly Hills, which, I mean, I guess you can consider Los Angeles its own ecosystem of an island somewhere. You know, I don't know however you want to think of it.
Once the earthquake hits, it'll be an island.
Yeah, but no, I actually really like the location. I think they did a good job with and it's not open world. So it's open zone. Because you're in specific zones. Now, the zones aren't necessarily huge, but I do feel like they're fleshed out. You know what I mean? Like, so for where I'm at, I feel like they're designed well. There's stuff to do. You can go in. There's stuff to find. Looting is important because they have a whole crafting system in addition to, like, you wanting to find med stuff and level up and skill up. But I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. If you liked the original Dead Island, I think you'll like this one. I would say, it's hard to say if you like Dying Light, you'll like this one. The movement's different, so depending on how attached you were to the parkour stuff in Dying Light, I think you would enjoy this one as well.
Yeah. David, it sounded like...
Yeah, I can't find... Nowhere does it say what the balanced weapon perk is, but the weapons that come with the pre-order, everyone does say it gives you a slight advantage on the early part of the game.
That's when you need it.
Yeah. Well, and then weapons are one thing.
It's like capped
perks. I don't know if I weapons like that's the thing. Like weapons, you outpace weapons really fast.
Yeah. So the pre-order it sounds like you have to earn the balanced weapon perk because it doesn't say exclusive weapon perk. It just says a weapon perk.
Yeah, you just like get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did I already say this? But graphically, the game is. Really good looking.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Pretty, yeah, really pretty game. And I believe it's at 60 frames.
So can we go back?
Unlike other games.
Can we rewind real quick there?
Yeah,
like to know.
How far back?
Just back to where he's beating those ladies in the swimsuit. So he's clearly in like a mansion here. This is like a nice part of town. They clearly got the virus while they were having a pool party, hosting some people.
Sure.
Or something. And I would like to know, these two girls outside, what were they doing beforehand? Because... One was like wearing tennis shoes. This is cool,
dude.
Though.
It's LA, man.
This is cool, man.
There's a lot of,
and they come from underneath the deck, like
that drop kick is awesome. Wow,
dude, that's a tough zombie. That guy's
yeah. They got different types of zombies.
The world does look good. What does look good?
Yeah, what's interesting too is. There's a lot of See how they came out of that crate on the middle of the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
here, here comes the girl who was clearly just hanging out underwater. This is what I was saying. This is what confused me.
Well, that's the thing. The respawn rate on zombies is kind of crazy. I go into a room, clear the room, go out of the room for about 15 seconds, come back in, and there's zombies already. They're
coming
back
out of the ductwork.
Yeah, it's... And this game's weapon system, I feel the durability on weapons is like playing Breath of the Wild. Like you get a good 30 hits, then the weapon breaks. So you're constantly trying to find weapons, which is fine. I think it makes it somewhat interesting. But when you get like a cool weapon, you don't want it to just break, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, because the weapons are so... They break relatively quickly, and some weapons have better durability. But when it's like, if he were to go back out to the pool, there would be someone crawling out of the crate again.
Again, yeah, that's a little immersion breaking.
Yeah, yeah.
At least they're not just popping in like an MMO.
Yeah, at least it looks like they're coming from somewhere.
Yeah, it looks like there's.
Dude, I love the look at world, that unicorn the thing. World built here though is
no, it's good. It's really good. It's really so far again where I'm at. And it kind of gradually opens into different zones and stuff, and you'll see that as you go through. But I like the approach. You know what I mean? It's not fully open world, but you don't need that all the time. You know what I mean? So I like the open zone, I guess is what we'll call it.
Yeah.
The zone, at least zones that I've been, they're not like incredibly huge, but I don't feel claustrophobic, if that makes sense.
That makes it doable. It makes it not overwhelming.
Well, what's interesting, like in this part, beginning of the game, you're in a Beverly Hills neighborhood. I feel like I'm in a Beverly Hills neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels.
You know what I mean? Good. But again, I don't feel claustrophobic. Like I feel like I can go beyond that. And, you know.
Okay. Could I just don't think I'm sorry. Like look at this compound that they basically.
No. Yeah, no. A zombie apocalypse could never happen.
It could never happen. I'm sorry.
It's the one thing the world is most prepared for. But that's the thing. That's the thing about this game. The beginning of the game is actually so bad that it's good.
Oh, really?
Like, the intro? Like it's like story? Like they lean into like, hey, well, the zombies are coming. Let's have fun with it. Is that how to describe it? Like it's not bad, but it's like Pacific Rim. It's not good.
That's a perfect example.
It's not good, but because it's not good, it's great.
No, that, you know? That's a...
Like, look, that's the door to get out to the sidewalk, and it's all gated up, too. Like, yeah, these slow zombies, they're not getting to you if you're in this place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're
well, the virus is obviously airborne.
Yeah, you are immune, though.
You're immune even if they bite you?
You as a character are.
That's usually how every game has been. I would say that might be a mild spoiler, but that's every...
See, like, how did this zombie get that person? Clearly, this person, like, stopped their car. I'm sorry.
Zombie was obviously, like,
you could
repairing
take out,
a tire.
You could take...
Like, zombies have car troubles.
Oh, and by the way, well, that's the thing. That's why the beginning is so hilariously, like, it's Pacific Rim. Like,
it really
they're
is
showing you
way.
Stuff, and you're like, what the heck am I watching? Like, but then you're like, but I'm enjoying every second of it.
The world is, like, falling apart, and people are having a good time.
You know how they have those, like, fever guns, like, that they used to, like, they'd point at you and be like, oh, you're good, you know, when we had COVID? No offense, but what's that going to do during a zombie apocalypse? Like, so everybody's pointing the fever gun at everybody. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, he's good. Right? You're 98.7. You're not a zombie, right? And they're letting them in. And the best part, which I think this is just how all general public transportation should be. Once you get checked in to the military, mild spoilers at the very beginning cutscene, I'll say.
This is within 10 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah, so I would say this is in like 30 seconds. Yeah, but it's. So they check you into the military checkpoint and you're on a bus. And the bus next to you, there's an outbreak that happens and the guy starts biting people. Equipped in these buses, instead of like a sprinkler system, you know, it's an automatic flamethrower.
That so, flames everyone in the bus.
So as soon as
the bus basically blew up.
As soon as the bus detected a zombie, the flamethrower went off and the entire bus blew up. And the other guys were like, oh, like, that sucks for them.
Like, you see that? Like,
no, so the bus A is driving.
Yeah, you're in bus A.
A bus B comes next to it. The passengers look over. One person's like eating everybody. It explodes basically. And everyone's like, eh.
There's a built-in like fire flamethrower in case of, you know, bad behavior.
That's
and
hilarious.
Then like, well, that was the firefighter character,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He was like, meh.
Yeah, he was like, oh, does each character have a different intro?
Yes.
Oh, see, I've only done the one character.
Those are all
the different
people. Yeah. No, wait.
So what are these guys? Are these guys zombies?
No, but that was the cutscene at the beginning. What did your character... Because me and Jordan chose different characters. Yeah. You chose the firefighter, right? So what happened to you? Like, I went into an airplane.
No, I did too, yeah. So all crashed. That's the same. Yeah, okay.
So, which, by the way, that was pretty... I mean, the game's like... It really is. I actually really appreciate games that lean into... fun.
Yeah, they were just like, what are we? We're a zombie apocalypse in Los Angeles. Let's just go
like,
with okay, that.
Right here, what did an earthquake happen to alongside the zombie apocalypse? Like, what is this?
I think, okay.
This is probably water damage. I actually had to take pictures this week of water damage, and would it they looks come exactly and try to, like
did
that.
Did they come drop bombs?
Well, no, I think an earthquake may tie into the story a little later, because there were some tremors at the beginning.
Oh, that's right. There were, yeah.
So that's why these roads are all...
Well, and it's Los Angeles, right? You know, earthquake.
The only zombies are World War Z, those super fast human zombies. No, those would be hard to stop. But that's it. But these zombies where they're dumb... And they just pound on doors. So they're not taking you over.
This game has like a Witcher 3 beast log. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah,
because
there's different types of zombies, yeah.
I actually like this a lot, too. So as you kill different zombies, there's lots of different zombies. And obviously, you're not going to get the fast ones at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
You're building up to...
Yeah, these are just the walkers.
Yeah, they grow to your power level, essentially. So you have... I think you're introduced to three at the beginning, and you have like a log of more information unlocks as you kill more versions of that zombie. And so you can see what they're weak against, you know, stuff like that. And there is a ton that are question marks. You haven't been introduced to them yet. So things will get harder and harder as you play. Just like...
Anything else?
Like Monster Hunter, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the more you kill them, the more information you get.
I love that the Beverly Hills Hotel is called the Halperin Hotel.
Yeah, it must have been licensing issues. You know?
The Halperin, it's the same writing. Yeah, of course, those are IP'd. That's probably IP'd. But,
yeah. But no, it leans into what it is, and I think that's what makes it fun. Like, it was
they
just...
They own it. They own it.
Yeah, they own what they're like. So, yeah, we're a zombie game in Los Angeles.
You guys both played the first Dead Island. I never did.
I played a lot. Twice.
Yeah. How, as good as the first Dead Island, better than the first Dead Island, okay. Different?
I think it's a different tone. So if you remember the first Dead Island, it was the trailer of that little girl in reverse.
Yeah, that was a really cool
trailer. It was like
a serious tone.
I feel like the first Dead Island, although it had its quirks, and geez, this is years upon years ago, right? Because we're talking way back on the 360 and, you know. I think it had its like goofy moments, but I think it was more serious, where I feel like this is taking itself a lot lighter. This is more of a Dead Rising 3 type of tone. Not quite all the way, although, you know, that would have been cool.
that game is one of the best zombie games ever made.
Yeah, Dead Rising 3. It's a shame they like got rid of everything that made it good in the fourth one. But anyway, yeah, so I it's going for definitely a more light tone. With lots of gore.
Well, I feel like, so we're...
Maybe that's how they balance the gore.
We're like at the beginning, David. Obviously, the game released today.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like, Jordan, we're going to be introduced to some pretty zany characters. Like...
No, yeah, yeah, I think
At the very beginning, we're introduced to a famous lady, and she's like,
her assistant is hilarious.
Yeah. Like, not to spoil anything, I don't think that spoils anything, but... You just feel like these characters are going to be far more zany and funny than Dead Rising 1. Although Dead Rising 1. I mean, yeah, sorry.
There's Dead too Island many 1. Deads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deads and dines.
Exactly. I have faith that we'll eventually... I mean, next week we'll be able to talk a lot more about what we've gone through and have played. But it's fun so far. I don't know how repetitive the combat's going to be. We're still at the beginning. If this is anything like Dead Island 1, and we're watching gameplay, you can add batteries and crafting to your weapons and add elemental damage.
Do they not just have guns?
No, they do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This guy just likes his sword, huh?
Game's not focused around weapons, but it does give you a different playstyle when you get weapons.
You mean ranged? Like,
range, yeah. Like it.
Yeah, because this is generally a melee game. But so
there
far,
there is range.
I will say the atmosphere, again, I've said this like three times now, but the atmosphere of the world, I'm very impressed with.
Yeah, so far they've done a really good job.
Yeah. Just watching it, it feels...
I always go for their legs, not their heads, because they'll drop to the ground.
Sweep legs.
Yeah.
Sweep the legs, dude.
Sometimes their legs fall off.
I'm surprised this guy doesn't just keep killing the, like, what I've spent most of my time is after they're dead, just desecrating their bodies.
Yeah, that's what I do because I wanted to test out the flesh system.
I feel like maybe that, maybe I'm a crazy. Or that, you know?
No, maybe. Why not?
Maybe that's like, you need to see
somebody. Psychotic in chat says this seems like a zombie version of Ark.
No.
Yeah, it's not like survival-y.
And although you do drink a lot of energy drinks.
Yeah, but it's only to regain your health. Like, there's no foods to, you know what I mean?
And Defenestrator says, as long as they don't play that zombie army song on constant repeat like in the first one, I think I'm sold.
I actually don't even know. Has there been? I think there's been music during certain fight scenes, but I don't know. Maybe I just haven't noticed it. So either the music just doesn't stand out to me or there is none. But... nice part about this game, high resolution. I don't remember. I think it's like 30-something by 17 or something on Xbox Series X. But 60 frames, so solid move for them.
Yeah.
Unlike other games.
Wait, it's not a full 4K?
I think on Series X it's not full 4K, but it's... I don't know. I don't really know what the exact resolution is. But it's higher resolution and it's 60 frames... Unlike,
should we go back and ask Jordan his thoughts on Redfall not dropping?
I think it's foolish.
I believe Spicy and I, when you weren't here, said Jordan would be all over this.
Yeah, I think it's foolish.
Okay, repeat the question like in its entirety.
Okay. Redfall, we talked about this 2 weeks ago, is not dropping with 60 frames per second. It's dropping with a quality mode only at 30 frames per second. 60 frames will come at later, even though all of the promotional has been all 60 frames all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead, Jordan.
Foolish. I don't think it's a good move. I think this is where Microsoft drops the ball. This is your typical Microsoft.
Sons of bitches.
Overpromising and under-delivering. And I know you can say, hey, it's something little. It's 60 frames. Will I still play it? Yes, I will. Will I be annoyed for the first couple hours? Yes, I will. And then you'll kind of get somewhat used to the 30 frames. But it's just, if anything, they should have done it the opposite. And I think that would have been less of an issue. I think people, they could have been like,
what do you mean opposite?
They could have went, hey, we got 60 frames, you know, and then drop the resolution, not at 4K or whatever. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, if they would have done it the opposite, I think that would have been a little bit better. I mean, obviously, you know, I think minimum where we're at now in the world, I think 60 frames is a minimum.
Yeah.
I think that's the new minimum. And 30 frames is why we have motion blur, and I hate motion blur. So
there you go. You've heard it here first, yep. Guys. Let's take some questions for the mail sack. We've changed the way we do the mail sack, everybody. So if you'd like to submit a question every week, you can come live and in chat, a button goes up that says submit a question here, and you're able to submit a question. The first one comes from...
I would say we added this, because I think you can still go to Discord and still add questions.
Yeah, you can still go to Discord.
We'll see those as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going. Sorry, Dave.
Let's see here. Let's just take one or two, or let's take two of them here. Let's do any chance. This is from Donald Trump. Any chance Blizzard?
Donald.
Yeah, hey. Thanks, man.
He's an Xbox player.
Any
nice.
Chance Blizzard makes Scalebound?
Blizzard, huh?
I think doesn't Platinum probably still own that?
I mean, Scalebound was what, like in 6 years in development and then canceled? That sounds very Blizzard-y.
Yeah.
They could take the reins on that.
Yeah.
I've heard rumors of Scalebound like making a resurgence.
Yes, people are saying that they might want to bring it back.
I mean, Headphones and Dragons.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's a good combo. Just like Zombies. I mean, it's a good combo.
And let's do, thank you very much.
Don't you ever wonder, like, why? You know what I mean? Like,
is this going to be like an existential?
Well,
like?
No, because Scalebound, it was heavily marketed, and it was pretty hyped up, and then just canceled. Like, I'm just curious, what wasn't working behind? Like, did they have this grand idea and the game was coming together, but there was something that wasn't clicking and it wasn't working? You know what I mean? And that's when Microsoft decided to pull it, or was it a return on investment type of thing? Or you know what I mean? Because it was Microsoft and Platinum that were doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, like, Because speaking of Blizzard, you always hear about things like Overwatch, for example. We were trying to make an MMO, and it just didn't click, and then they shifted. You know what I mean? So, like, I want to know what wasn't clicking, you know?
Yeah.
Because Dragons and hardcore music, it's basically Devil May Cry. I mean, that clicks.
That is a good combination, too.
Yeah, I mean...
great question. Thank you very much, Donald. Appreciate it. Super Shocker writes in and says, now that the new Xbox has been out for 3+ years, is it time for the Xbox One to be phased out?
Well, I think by default, they're slowly getting phased out because same thing that happened with like Destiny back on 360 and then One. Or no, was it 360?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then One. For example, taking Dead Island 2, you can't actually host games on the last-gen console.
On the Xbox One.
Yeah, you have to... one of your other friends with a newer generation console has to host if you want to play multiplayer.
Yeah, so by default...
I think by default... Same with Destiny, how like the vault just didn't grow.
Same with...
You know, like I think by default, they just slowly get phased out.
Yeah, I agree with that because another game is Hogwarts Legacy. It's not out on Xbox One yet. That's coming
later. Yeah, it's coming later, and I think that's due to they're trying to...
They develop for new consoles first, and then we'll go back.
Which, by the way, good for Avalanche. I think that's probably the right way to do it.
I agree.
That's what Cyberpunk should have done. And look, a few months down the road, if Avalanche comes out and says, hey, look, we tried. It doesn't work. It's only on next gen. You can't fly.
Well, it does work, but you can't use the broom flight system.
I don't know. But see, that's the thing. Do you release a lesser game?
Yeah, I would.
Or do you just say, hey, look, it's not, you know.
Well, it depends what is lesser. Like, if you could just take out, like, less missions that aren't core to it, maybe there's less side missions. I don't know. I'd be okay with that. Yeah.
I heard that, under the rumor rug, that the reason they did not include Quidditch is because they want to release a solo, like...
Oh, that's because it got announced this week.
Yeah, I got an email for it.
Yeah, it got announced the
Quidditch. Oh, so it's more than a rumor?
It's true, baby. I signed up for the testing.
Did you?
Yeah, I got an email saying, would you like to, you know,
Quidditch, test Harry this game? Potter Quidditch Champions, a game announced by WB.
That sounds like the intro to a book.
Harry Potter Quidditch Champions.
Read by Will Wheaton.
Yeah, I saw that drop this week. Yeah, as a standalone game, it makes sense. It makes sense. If you have it fully fleshed, if you have it just be a sports game, but with Quidditch, it makes total sense.
I mean, they did it before with Quidditch World Cup back on the original.
If it's really good, it's going to sell as many copies as Hogwarts. Why wrap it into Hogwarts?
Yeah, that's all about making the money. That was a making money decision.
That's just called smart.
I bet you won't buy it.
I bet you it probably wasn't Hogwarts, and WB was like, just give that part to another studio.
You know what? Can we scale this back out and just have racing? Because that's what's in Hogwarts is racing.
Yeah. Spicy. And then we'll have these guys.
Have you played Hogwarts yet? Have you fired that bad boy up? Did you get your Series S back?
I'm still waiting. I'm being a very nice guy. I actually had this conversation with my wife this week.
I hope
this person doesn't listen to this podcast.
If you do, finish Hogwarts, bro. It's been months now.
I'm still waiting for those that don't know, you loaned out. I loaned out an Xbox to a friend of my wife.
A friend of a friend.
And yeah.
For Hogwarts, because he's a huge Hogwarts fan or Harry Potter fan.
This person is a very big Harry Potter fan and wanted to play the game, but didn't want to invest in the... They don't have an Xbox.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting, but I have other games now. Yeah. I'm playing. I did play a little. I played like 3 hours in.
What would you do? What would you do if you were to go to fire up... I don't know, a game you're just super into at the moment that you want to play, some hardcore game like Halo or Destiny or something, you go to fire it up, and it says someone else is playing this game.
Oh, I'd make calls.
that would be like, that is it.
Especially if I'm hungry.
Oh, man.
If I'm hungry,
you're like
I'm a very, very patient, you know, tolerant person. But as soon as I'm on a diet and I'm hungry and, you know, which is now.
I wonder, Xbox needs to enable you to be able to see that. Because, you know, like on Plex, for instance, you can see all the activity on a Plex account that is shared.
Sure.
If you're game sharing, it should be. It would be cool to see the activity.
But technically, it's not a family plan. Not yet, anyway. So it's technically you that's playing it.
Oh, that's so true.
If they introduce
well, okay, that, but they said like how on this box and this box, like you could see like time maybe or something.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that is counterintuitive to making money.
That's true.
For Microsoft. I mean, it would help us a lot.
That's true.
But I don't think they would actually put that in there.
Yeah.
Even though they're very like, yeah, it's totally fine. They're very, you know, you have to, you basically have a home Xbox and then an account with it. They're open to the idea. They're not Netflix where we don't want you signing in.
Yeah, they have like the multiple password thing.
You know, it's funny. I think Hulu started that like 3 years ago. We family share with I family share with my brother, and he upgraded his Hulu account to have like live sports and stuff. And when you do that, it locks you down to a zip code. So he upgraded and downgraded because then I was like, I called my brother. I can't sign in, man. And he's like, what? I was like, yeah, I guess I'm not in your zip code.
So they say they do that for like licensing issues,
but it's not like USA versus
or, yeah, no, it would be like world region would make sense. Yeah.
No. I guess
it's
no.
Zip code.
No.
He's a, you know, he only lived like 3 miles away in one a different zip code.
No, I think it's, what is it? I think VPNs is what they're struggling with because everybody's using VPNs and VPN's main advertisement is like, yeah, watch whatever you want on Netflix through a VPN. And like Netflix is having issues with licensing.
That's funny. Let's take one more question here. Let's take it from Landrake, who's a first time live viewer. Thank you, Landrake, for tuning in. He says, what do you guys think about the Ubisoft Plus price? Now, the Ubisoft Plus did drop on the Xbox. It is $18 a month on top of your Game Pass subscription. It's not included in Game Pass. And I think it's a rip. I would not pay $18 for an Ubisoft Game Pass. The stick, I guess if you really love Ubisoft games.
If you really love Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, but I would just pay $70 for the most recent one. Because what is $18 a month? Like $230 a year? That's a lot.
So you're saying that Ubisoft just doesn't produce as much?
I just don't think they have the library to warrant an $18 a month price.
Yeah, I think they should have went the... Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it'll blow up. I think in a subscription thing, I think Game Pass is the better option because it's variety.
Well, yeah. And
like if you're not locked down to one developer, you're not, you know.
Yeah, and if you're going to do it, I think you have to do it the way, in fact, Donald in chat brought it up. I always thought Ubisoft Plus was going to Game Pass like EA Play. Oh, sorry, that's not what he said. That's how you have to do it, number one. Or what EA Play did is, what is it, $5 a month, and you get back library games, and you get a discount on new games.
Yeah,
that is a way to do it when you don't have 30 studios developing games for you.
When did they announce this? Was this week?
A few weeks ago. Man, it dropped.
I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah, see,
and I'm kind of upset.
Yeah, see, Psychotic says $240 a year for games that are broken. No, thank you.
Well, and the thing is like with Ubisoft, and things may be different going forward. We'll see. But when you take like you play Assassin's Creed Valhalla, awesome, right? You play Phoenix Rising, pretty much the same thing, different skin. You play Far Cry, same thing, just with guns. Like, they're all very similar games, and yeah. Is $240 a year worth it for that? You know what I mean? Like, I got burnt out of Ubisoft games because I played those three games in a row, and it was a lot of the same.
Yeah.
And you can say they're different, like, oh, yeah, no, Far Cry is crazy and has guns. It's same formula, guns.
Yeah. I don't like it, mainly because I don't like getting nickel and dimed, and I feel like this is one of those things.
Now, I will say this, though. Ubisoft, on a good note, is coming out with a new game called X Defiant, and it's actually by some of the Call of Duty, like I guess you would say Call of Duty 3 era-ish, older Call of Duty's games. They're coming out with it. It's that style of game, and it looks really cool, and it's hero-based, like each... It's heroes like from, I don't know if you want to say heroes, but it's factions from their different games. So you have like the cleaners
from Division, okay.
And they have their own cool. Like ultimate ability. But so imagine like Call of Duty, but with each team has a perk and an ultimate ability.
Yeah.
So it looks really cool.
What is this?
Called X Defiant. If you want to pull up gameplay, there's gameplay of it. But it looks really fun. It's an arcadey shooter. It's from Ubisoft. I believe it's actually going to be free to play. But I think it looks cool. I was watching a lot of people that I like on YouTube and stuff. Yeah, this is it. So it and you can tell it looks very Call of Duty-ish. And you can see like they have certain abilities, certain grenade or certain, you know, perks depending on what team you're on.
Robot.
But you see it's very Call of Duty style-ish. Very Call of Duty. And people were comparing it to older Call of Duty, so not like the current Modern Warfare 2 that's out, but like older Call of Duties.
I like the Splinter Cell suit.
People have been able to play. That's one of the faction.
Yeah.
You know, it's whatever the faction is in Splinter Cell. But it looks fun.
It does look
good. It looks good. I'm excited. This
looks like a PC only, though, right?
I believe it's coming on consoles.
Oh, it is?
Okay. I think they're playing on the PC, but I believe
they're definitely playing on the PC. Look at the precision with the mouse.
The other one, I bash Ubisoft all the time, but the other one that...
This guy, Call of Duties. This is a very good player.
The other one that I think
console. I wonder if this console
does look interesting. Is Division Heartlands, which is the next Division, dropped some gameplay this week or like a deep dive, and it looks cool. I think the setting is interesting. It's nice change to not be in the giant city. And
so, is it basically Ghost Recon Wildlands now?
Yeah, Spicy. If you'll search it and bring up.
What am I looking for?
Division Heartland.
We're already passing this game. I was looking up if this is going to be on console.
I believe it is. It's a Ubisoft game. They wouldn't not release it on the console.
Okay,
watch me be wrong.
Platforms: Windows, PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox One, Xbox SS.
I believe the footage watching is actually from the Google Play Store on a phone.
This is a phone?
No.
I was going to say, no way. So now what am I looking at?
Division Heartland. Okay. And like walkthrough or gameplay. But I think it looks interesting.
Now, this is an expansion to the Division 2, right? Or is it a new standalone?
No, it's a new game.
Oh,
new
standalone.
It's the
next
entry into the Division.
I spelled a lot of words wrong here. Okay, and it's not Heathland.
Heart, yeah.
Heart, baby. Heartland Division gameplay. Oh, it auto-populated for you. There it is.
Okay, sorry.
Fourth one down, yep. The dead developer deep dive.
Okay, thank you. All right,
pull it up. And look, see, like, yes. Not in a big city. I like it, baby. I like it a lot. Hey, Bill.
I'm working on the tennis shoes of this one.
My name's Billy Joe Bob.
I'm going to skip ahead. I don't want to see all this. Okay, so what am I looking at here, David? What were
just
you saying?
This is just the next iteration, I think. I think looks interesting. I give Division a hard time. It's a good game. It's fun. And I think this is a nice refresh for it in a new, completely new.
Oh, I remember seeing stuff on this. Okay, yeah.
See, the only thing that gets me about Division, and this is where I think like Destiny just dominates over it, is Destiny is not limited to the world they're set in.
Yeah.
Division is. Now, I didn't play... We played a lot of Division 1. I didn't play a lot of Division 2. To be honest, I didn't even really do the raids or anything. So I can't speak to that if they were fun or not. But, I mean... In Destiny 2, we just went on a raid in a giant black pyramid while a tree was growing, you know, and fighting crazy jump bosses, you know, jump mechanic. But, like, it's just, they're not limited to their setting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I guess because of their setting, they're not limited. Whereas I feel like Division is limited due to their setting.
Yeah.
And I don't
disagree with that.
And I wonder what they're going to do.
Having said that, there is something cool about being...
No, yeah, like a mill sim type thing.
World, yeah. Can I say something, though? So I have watched this, and what's very interesting... So this is basically a developer diary, you know, in the traditional sense. And watching it now back with no sound, I actually think developers should stop doing them this way.
Stop talking?
Yeah, like this is the oversight, but like if we rewind to the beginning, like you can tell.
I don't know, the Red Dead Redemption ones were good when they were horse.
No, but all they did was show gameplay. I'm talking about like they had them walking through the studio, slow motion up the stairs. And then see, like, look at, she is reading a script. That is not her just naturally talking.
Maybe it is.
And yeah, I know. I don't. What's interesting is with no sound, it becomes very apparent how produced that part is. Which, produced is fine, but it has to come off as natural. And watching it now quietly, you can see it's not natural.
It's like those old gameplay co-op demos that Microsoft would do on stage. And you're like, hey, Chuck, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Chuck. Yeah, like it's mimicking genuineness.
And you can see the controller just not plugged in.
Like, honestly, what they should do if they want, like, look at that, she is reading a script. What she is saying is 100% scripted. Those are lines given to her. And I just think it comes off as disingenuous. I think they should stop doing that.
A lot of water in this game. A lot of flooding.
But I mean, this is a deep dive video. This is not like a gameplay.
No, but what
trailer.
I'm saying is, I don't think. But at a deep dive, why not just.
You want them to film it on an iPhone? Not, like just vertical?
No, but why do we have to say. Why do we have to. It's called editing.
Like, you do it like.
You could just talk to the person and just record talking to them so it's natural. But why? Because they want you to say it in a very specific way. Well, that's for the narrator. Whatever you want to say specifically should be the narrator saying.
Yeah, like Red Dead Redemption.
Yes.
And you have to have a cool narrator, like the Red Dead Redemption guy.
I don't know. I think this is fine. I think it's definitely not everyone's cup of tea.
They should stop doing it.
It's just being produced in a specific way.
Funny, though, is when I watched this with the sound on, I didn't think that at all. But now watching it back silently, I'm like.
Yeah. Well, because
like, look at it. It's like over. She's over. You're trying too hard.
This is the style of the video. That's like.
But what I'm saying is, I think that style is archaic at this point. Like a streamer. Like, just give me a streamer talking about this.
But like, yeah. But that would be that style of video. I mean, that would be that style of video. Streamers do this style of video too. When they announce that they're moving to YouTube, or when they have big announcements.
Yeah,
Ludwig does the styles like this too. Like,
yeah, but Ludwig looks natural. Like that's what he does all day is talk on camera. These developers don't.
I know, but they have to follow. Like, okay, I feel like I don't. So
you're
I don't
defending
know.
The format. What I'm saying is that format. Is archaic. It does not. We've passed that. The YouTube age has caused us to pass that format.
I don't necessarily agree. I think there's a time and a place for all formats. It depends on where this is being like shown, and I think I don't know.
I think it's disingenuous. Like this.
I think you're allowed to dislike this, which is totally fine. Yeah. But I don't think there's no place for a format like this. Like what you're saying, I don't think it should be like
okay. Let me reframe it. That's a good point. It's not that there's no place, but there's a better way to do it. This is not the best way to do it. I think.
Sure. Okay. Sure. I'll take that.
And for those of you listening, just go look up the Division Heartland Developer Deep Dive, and see if you agree with me. Let me know in the comments.
Well, it's like I was watching a thing. Who's the Quentin Tarantino? I was watching an interview with him.
Yeah.
And he was talking about perfect movies. It's actually really fascinating hearing him talk about this. But he's saying there are lots of perfect movies out there. Just perfect movies. You may not like that movie, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a perfect movie.
What does he mean?
Like the editing, the writing, the dialogue, the acting, arc, the story, everything. The movie itself is perfect. But like, I'll give you an example: the 2005 movie with Keira Knightley that my wife loves, Pride and Prejudice. That's definitely not a movie for us. 100% agree.
No,
but
well, it kind of is. Keira Knightley. That's why they cast Keira Knightley.
And every time my wife watches that movie, things get, you know, things are great in my life.
That's when you're having your next baby.
Yeah. And I'm okay with her watching that movie because, you know, life. But anyways, but like, you could not like this format is what I'm trying to relate that. But it doesn't necessarily mean that this format is not a good format for other people. That's what I'm getting at. But
I think this was like this scene. Oh, why? Like that. Oh, I just Anyway,
how else? So let me ask you this. I'm not saying that these developers are awkward in any way, but I do have. There are a lot of.
That's not their skill set. They're not the news anchor.
Correct. They could be actually. I mean, I have not seen this with sound. They could be the most social people in the world. Generally speaking, developers' strengths are not charisma.
No.
You know, they maxed out in intelligence.
There are personality traits that do not necessarily translate to the
but
camera.
But Ubisoft wants the idea of a format like this was they want us to understand,
hear from
the developers. Yeah. A format like this allows them to not look like idiots if they're not idiots is the wrong word, but you get what I'm trying to say. To make it so they're more comfortable to have restrictions and follow the dialogue, follow that because maybe it's harder for them to speak in front of a camera.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. But what I'm saying is these used to exist before we were as sophisticated in that everybody, how many podcasts, like I listen to a ton of podcasts, I watch a ton of YouTube videos where it's just people talking. And it's genuine. And if anyone is ever on any of those shows and comes off as disingenuine, you just stop listening. And what I'm saying is that, like, the produced style of 2023doesn't work with these interviews in the same way that it used to 10 years ago, just because of how exposed we are to natural conversation via media on a regular basis.
Sure. Sure. I just know that I have...
What I would do is sit them down. If I was in charge, Ubisoft, hire me to do these. If I was in charge, it would take more time, but it would be better. I would sit them down for 1 hour. I'd plan 1 hour for each of these guys, and I would just ask them questions. Hey, man, so what are you doing here? What is this? And, like, just have them talk. Like, she clearly has a script memorized, like... I don't know.
I just know that I've done a lot of interviews and filmed a lot of interviews. Sure. And so in some cases, you want to hire a person that's very good at it. You want to hire a model or an actor that will give.
Sure.
In other cases, you want the team that is making it represent what you're building.
Sure.
And I can't even tell you how many times people are super friendly, super nice,
until you turn on
very
the
comfortable. Right when I hit, we're rolling, action.
Yeah. And that's what makes actors.
Freeze.
It's not as
like you have like they go pale, they start coughing. That like there's something about a camera in front of people, for certain people that make it very, very hard. And a format like this helps them.
Yeah, yeah. No,
gives them structure. I get it. I get what I totally understand.
I just don't think it's the best way to present this anymore.
Yeah, they should have a budget where they can hire a very suave person and just
nothing against these people. I'm sure they're
I actually think this video is not bad. I think you have access to really good material, I guess you would call it, and it's like you watch a movie from 1970 and then you watch a movie from like 2010 and you see the difference in technology and you're like, oh, obviously this is the better format. I think you you've eaten the good Mexican food and you can't go back to Del Taco.
I've had prime rib.
Yeah.
You know, it might be something like that.
Yeah.
I think I actually think this, it could have been a lot worse.
I mean, when I watched, I haven't said that, when I watched it live, or it, I didn't have an issue with it. Now watching it, and it's interesting, watching it with no sound is where it stands out to me. But
chat's pretty funny. They have some pretty funny things going on. No, it's I don't know what else to say now.
See, anyways, great, great.
I thought they did. I think it looks fine, David. But
no, great questions, everybody. Thank you for submitting questions again. To submit live on the show, just come. We open up a Q&A segment here on YouTube and chat. And
everyone out there, if you want to, go watch Pride and Prejudice with your wife. That's a good deposit.
It might reignite your marriage.
There's a scene at the end when Mr. Darcy's like walking across the field.
Mr. Darcy.
And the sunlight. This is it. And I love that it's at the end because, you know, the movie turns off and
And it's go time.
And it's, yeah, and then the fire ignites. But there's a scene when Mr. Darcy just, he's walking across this field and this, the sun's just rising and he looks like a badass. Like, it, you know, you sent me clips this week of Peaky Blinders where it's like,
I was just going to bring up Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders. Think of that with a badass that's going to go propose to his future wife.
That's cool. That's cool. In Victorian England.
Yeah, in Victorian England. And he's like, you know, he just woke up. He's got his like shirt slightly sprayed. He's got his duster. He's not even looking forward, but the sun rises right behind him. And that's when the TV goes off and magic happens.
Dude, hey, what'd you think of those Peaky Blinders? Is not Peaky Blinders awesome?
I have not seen that show, but I want to watch it.
It's. Did you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
No.
You're watching Yellowstone?
No.
You're not watching. Okay. Well, you know Yellowstone?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of clips on YouTube.
So Yellowstone, it's Peaky Blinders is 1918 British Yellowstone.
No, I looked
up Birmingham Yellowstone.
When you sent me those clips, Sons of Anarchy. I actually looked up Peaky Blinders. Or were they a real gang?
Yeah, they're a real gang.
And they were
like the most infamous gang in Birmingham.
Yeah, they have like the record of the longest running gang life.
Yeah.
Like there's a Wikipedia page on them.
Yeah.
It's, which, you know,
it's cool, dude. It's what you would appreciate it is the music in that. I'm not even a music person, and it's like,
well, yeah, you sent those clips you sent me. It's like all badass, and they're walking slow motion with their guns.
Every episode, there's one scene like that in every episode.
Well, I really like that actor. He's was Scarecrow on the Batman Scarecrow series.
Yeah, dude, he's so good. I forget his name, but he's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sons of Anarchy, Peaky Blinders, Yellowstone. All three of those are just violent gangs in different scenarios. Scenarios.
I know. I think you really like that style of show.
I do. I do. It's my inner dark side.
I really like that we've been watching this video.
I will say we spent it on the presentation. I do think Heartland. I like this new.
Yeah, the setting.
It's very cool. Everybody, that does us for this week. News, we actually will not have a podcast next week unless Spicy decides to stream something on his own.
Do you guys want a podcast just of my thoughts by myself?
Could you do that? Because then I could listen to it on my flight home.
Oh, my gosh. What would I talk about? Just
guys, we're going to talk about what I want to talk about. Just shoot the breeze. For a whole podcast?
The power in my hands that you're giving me.
That would be awesome.
The Spicy Podcast.
Anyways, unless Spicy decides to do something crazy like that, which I think would be awesome, and I would love to listen to it, there will be no podcast next week. Jord the Man and I will be out of town with some family business, so we will be back the week after. Mm-hmm. So this episode should do you. Hopefully no big news comes out. If huge news drops, Spicy, you should just get on and talk.
I will. If there's some awesome stuff.
Something huge. The Xbox.
The podcast might be 20 minutes long, but I will hop on and I'll be like, okay, guys.
Yeah, your co-host could be Chet.
Yeah, here we are. Let's talk. Okay, let's talk about it.
Anyways, we'll see you when we're back. So what's that date actually? Where's my calendar? So that is, it's May. It'll be May. The first week of May. May 5th will be our next show. So appreciate it, everybody. Thank you. Defenestrator just dropped a super chat. Super Shocker dropped some super chats in there. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it. We appreciate your support. It's good to be back. We're going to go play some games now.
Spicy After Dark. Oh, yes. Have it be an 18 plus episode.
Yes, NFSW. See you guys. Have a good one.